Okay, we are now recording I'm recording the first episode of Take What You Need podcast. And Take What You Need podcast is not a podcast about simply giving advice. It's more of a podcast of if this applies to you, if you feel as if you need it, simply just take it. It's free. You may need it. If not, in one ear and out the other. But it's definitely always something that you would want to consider. I am your host, Anne. If you follow me on Instagram or Twitter, I go by Fan of Life. And a little bit of backstory of that name, Fan of Life, was given to me by an old colleague. Back when I was trying to find out what name I want to go by on social media, I think at the time I was going by Complex Soul, and it was just kind of like, it was still giving me late MySpace days or whatever, something like that. So I wanted to just change my name. And basically what Fan of Life means is F is my last name. Finalis is my last name. If you know how to spell it, you know how to spell it. If you don't, it's okay. I won't fault you. And of course is my first name. And of life is because I talk about life things, and I give lifestyle content. Not a fan of using the word content. I just feel like it's not, you know, specific in terms of what you're talking about. But that is what Fan of Life means. You can call me Anne. That's the name I'll be going on in this podcast. If you ever see me in real life, it's okay to call me Anne. But if you want to say, hey, Fan of Life, that's what's up. But don't call me Fanny. My name is not Fanny. So you guys are probably wondering, why a podcast and why now? I want to face my fears of public speaking. Okay. I want to face that fear because I actually like to talk. If you know me, I am a chatterbox, but I'm an engaging chatterbox. I just don't talk and you're just listening and you just want me to shut up. I engage with the conversation. And after facing my fears of public speaking, I want to have my own talk show one day. A syndicated talk show, to be exact. And executive produced that talk show as well. So it's like, why wait until somebody gives me the opportunity when I can simply create the opportunity for myself? It's the internet, right? So I'm doing what I can. And last but not least, like I said before, I love to talk. Okay. I'm the friend who likes to give it to you how it is, likes to offer you good advice, and who will tell you the truth when you ask for it. Brace yourself, but I will give you the truth. So who am I? If you're not following me on social media, if you are following me on social media, this podcast is going to be a little bit different because it's going to be a little bit long form. It's just not me always ranting on my stories or me creating some type of reels or just me tweeting random stuff. There's always a topic to talk about on each episode, but right now I'm just doing a little bit of an introduction. And who am I? I am first and foremost a child of God. So a lot of things that I talk about on here, or that I will be talking about on here, is going to come in a way full circle. And to talk about God, because I can't talk about my life or things that I want to do without talking about Him. You know, Jesus, He plays a big role in my life. I love Jesus. So that will be known and that will be heard and it will be said. I'm a writer, I'm a doer, I'm a dreamer, a daughter, a sister, a lover, a friend, a godmother, accountability partner, and so much more. But last, for now, a future TV host. I never really thought about podcasting, but I have a YouTube channel, and I barely use that YouTube channel because it's like, what can I do on there? And like I said, I have this big fear of public speaking. When I would record YouTube videos, I would over edit it. Like, I would nitpick everything I do. And it was just like driving me crazy, because by the time I got done editing it, it was like, this is so dry. Why am I even putting it up? So I was like, girl, you know, as much podcast as you listen to, as much as you talk to yourself, girl, just create the podcast. And that's what I'm doing this year. and moving forward is, you know, just to create this podcast. You can expect episodes every week. I'm going to give you guys an episode every week, and we're going to be available on majority of the platforms, and that is Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Stitcher, Spotify, and of course Pod Digital Media, which is a new app for podcasters of color. So it's basically to amplify our voices and help us be more discoverable, and at the same time give us more numbers for distribution. So definitely check out Pod Digital Media. You can always hit them up on Instagram. This is not a paid promotion at all. When I get paid promotions, you know it'll be a paid promotion. But for now, it's just me giving a huge shout out to this amazing platform that amplifies Black podcasters and every other podcaster of color. Now, you're probably wondering, what can I expect out of this podcast? Listen, you're going to expect me. If you follow me on social media, you'll have an idea of who I am, because I only share certain parts of my life on social media. You can never really say you know exactly who I am unless you are my family members, close friend, and my boyfriend. But I don't think they still know who I am. But I'm just here on this podcast to share so much with you guys. So many times people have told me that I should definitely do something in terms of, you know, being on camera or talking. And it's so ironic when people say that, because I've always wanted to do that, but I've always let my fears get in the way of what I want to do. And sadly, I'm an overthinker. I overthink almost everything. And with overthinking things, I value people's opinions too much, which I'm learning to let go of, and I think I've been doing a good job. Sidebar, something that I have been implementing a lot this year that I've been very proud of myself is not feeling bad for doing things that I don't want to do. I used to be a people pleaser. It would be like, I'm only going to do this to make her happy. I'm going to only do this because, you know, that's my friend. I don't believe in that anymore. I'm not going to force myself to do anything that I don't want to do. I believe in no. No is a complete sentence. I have the power of saying no, and I can always say no, because that's how I honor myself, respect my time, and just basically stand up for myself. So I just wanted to add that little tidbit. But basically on this episode, it's a little bit short because I'm just basically introducing myself to you guys. At the end of the episode, I am usually going to be giving something that you can probably take if you need it. And I would say for this episode, what I think you should take if you need is take yourself a little bit more seriously. No. Correction. Take yourself more seriously. Sometimes we are too relaxed in life and what we want to do. And I'm not saying that we can't relax. We're still in a pandemic here. We're still in a panoramic. I understand that. We're still in a, I'm not going to make any more pandemic jokes. But we have to start taking what we want to do in our lives seriously, because time flies by. We are about to enter year two into a pandemic, and I still can't believe that we're about to enter 2 years into a pandemic. Well, about to make 1 year into the pandemic. And it just shows me how fast time flies. I am turning 28 this year. Oh my gosh, I'm almost 30. And that's not even like the 30 age. It's like, wow, my parents have a grown daughter. Like, sometimes I don't even know why, but lately I've been getting like flashbacks of when I was younger. I don't know what that means, but it's so weird. Maybe it's just me realizing that I'm making the younger Anne proud. And if that's the case, God, glory be to God, because I believe I am making my younger self proud. My younger self was so shy, so quiet. I was an immigrant, y'all, so granted, I was a lot of these things. And I was always smart. I just didn't know how to speak up for myself because I didn't want people to put me down or make people feel sad. But now look at me. I'm making my inner child proud right now. And again, all glory to God. So if you knew that, please take it. But I think, you know, it should definitely be something to consider and taking yourself more seriously. You know, life is truly a gift that we have. And it's a gift that just keeps giving. And we don't know how long we're going to be here. So just take yourself a little bit more seriously. Moving to the last segment. I'm always going to have a Black Business of the Week because I love to support Black businesses, because I love to buy from Black businesses. You know, I like to buy from my people because my people know what I like. And honestly, I haven't experienced a bad Black business unless it's somebody doing hair. They're different. They're a difference. We're not going to get into that. But today's Black business is Ivy's Tea Company. Ivy's Tea is founded and owned by Shanae. I've been following her on Instagram for a while now, and Instagram and Twitter, and she is hilarious. She is amazing, and it's so great seeing somebody you follow for a long time create a company and see the company become successful. And you know, the company has had its problems, it's up and it's down, but I've learned so much from Shanae in terms of trademarking, owning your products, business, even things that are biblical, and so much. I like to follow people who not only inspire me, but want me to do more for myself, and also who are helpful in terms of giving me advice. My favorite tea from Ivy's Tea Company is Sister Sister 2. Those are for cramps. You know how it is, ladies. Sometimes those cramps are ruthless, and I'm not the type of girl who is quick to do birth control. I'm not a fan of that. I do the Advil or ibuprofen, but I don't like to rely on medicine as much because I know my body's going to get used to it. And what am I going to do? What am I going to do? My body doesn't care for it no more. I also like the tea below. I bought this tea because I was looking for something that had pea flower in it because I needed some hair growth. My edge is a little thin. Just a little. And I have been drinking that tea. I love it so far. I add a hint of agave to it or honey. She also has honey on her website. And last but not least, my favorite tea from her is not coffee. I'm not much of a coffee drinker. Wow, it took me a while to say that. Not much of a fan of a coffee. I'm not much of a coffee drinker, but not coffee is similar to coffee, but it's an actual tea and it tastes like coffee, but just much better for you. So definitely check that out. I'm going to have all this information in terms of her teas in the show note, but you can always find her. If you Google Ivy's Tea, you will see she is the founder, Shanae. She's amazing. Give her a shout out. And if you buy anything from her, or if you just follow her on Instagram, say Anne sent you. And that basically wraps up this week's episode. I am so happy. I recorded this episode probably like 4 times now. I'm overthinking again. But I really appreciate you guys for listening. If you're on Apple, go ahead and leave a review. Leave a 5-star rating, DM me a message on Instagram or Twitter. Again, those handles are Fan of Life. And that is F as in Frank, my name Anne, A-N-N-E, of O-F, Life, L-I-F-E. You'll find me on there. Give me a follow, give me a holla, and I'll talk to you guys later. All right, take care.